Every month at The Hungry Brain, You, Me, Them, Everybody presents 8x8, a show featuring 8 performers performing 8 minutes each. Stand-up comedy, singer-songwriters, sketch groups, writers, improv troupes, a mixture of everything that's good about the Chicago arts scene. Please visit youmethemeverybody.com for full lineups and schedules.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a Washington, D.C. apartment, speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
You are in Chicago.
I am. Should I start out my intros like you start yours?
Sure. That doesn't matter.
You say sitting in a Washington, and I say sitting in a...
sitting in a D.C. apartment! Jogging in place in Kansas City. Someone's got to be doing
that. That would actually be funny, because if you are somewhere else, you could say... sitting in a whatever in Ohio.
I usually give the time. What is it? The captain's log, the location and time. Is that what that is? I usually
you do.
That.
I usually because you just I don't for some reason I don't feel a reason to tell people where I am. But
don't ever find me.
We'll do a contest. Oh, how great would that be if we did a contest where people had to find us?
That's got
to
be the easiest contest in the world.
Well, not we wouldn't sit where we are now.
But like in, well, how would this contest work?
I don't know.
It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. It's a good idea.
I just like the idea of being like sitting in a, and then we'd give like some clue, and we would talk until someone found us, and that could be minutes, hours. How terrible! That's a bad idea.
No, this could be an interesting. Well, is it going to be in a city?
Yeah, I guess.
Because if it's like West Aurora. No, like no.
No, it'd have to be walking because we would have to. Because then I feel like we would then go somewhere.
Oh, we have to like continuously be on the move?
Yeah, someone would find us. And then maybe we do it maybe 3 times or whatever. And we would move again. And then we would start up the podcast again and be like, okay, now we're in a different. We are in wherever.
So what would they win if we do this? Like, what if they find us? What's the goal?
Oh, I don't.
It's okay.
Those are logistics.
Okay.
Those are, prizes.
I like the idea of a scavenger hunt. Have you ever done a scavenger hunt?
Not since I was a child.
Yeah, like remember when Weezer did that pseudo arena tour in like 2001? Remember this?
So not really.
They gave away clues on like Q101 and stuff and all the other radio stations, and they did it around the country, and they would play like pseudo arenas. So like in Chicago, they played I used to play roller hockey there. What the hell is it called? The Darien Sportsplex.
Oh, so they played there.
Yeah, so but you'd have to like go on a chase to find the clues, and then the last clue would reveal the location.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What'd be kind of neat is if they had a proper scavenger hunt in the arena.
Oh, like during the Weezer show?
No, before the show.
Oh, okay. But then the problem is, why would you go just to do a scavenger hunt?
No, like, but then, you know, the concert would be, you would have a limited amount of time.
Okay. And then
you'd
like
have an hour before the show or something.
Oh, okay, and then if you don't get the whatever, you can't go into the room where Weezer's playing, or else you have to watch it. Like,
no, you just don't win whatever awesome thing it is.
Oh, okay.
Guitar, or you meet them after, or some crap.
I see. There's a. So the point is, you're a big fan of scavengering.
I do like doing that with clues and things. Those are fun. I haven't been able to do one, and I think they do. I actually did see people last weekend wandering around in funny costumes around Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was a scavenger hunt they were doing.
That sounds like a lot of fun, and I can't get into it.
I couldn't, because it's just too much.
I was working some promo for some musical, and there was a scavenger like day going on. So every single time I'd get off the train to do my promotions, I'd see random groups of people dressed in costume. And they were all so happy, but I could never do that. Like, the desire to put on a wig is something I never will understand, at least in terms of groupthink. Why do we all need to wear blue afros? Like, maybe that's... I know this is my problem, but
well,
I don't...
that's just so they know who's who.
Well, obviously, but just the idea of, like, let's get face paint and paint each... No, why are you doing this? It's not... I'm just so negative. I don't want to be like that. I want to be the guy that says, yes, let's put on the fake mustache and enjoy our day together. Other people with fake mustaches. No, I have to be the dick that just won't go along with it. There's a
well,
big
I just
problem
I would
that.
I would only do it for so long.
Well, how long
and
is
I
so
just
long?
Get lazy. I get tired. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
But you'll commit to a Halloween costume regardless of
That's
how stupid
true.
It is.
Well, no, it's not that. It's more the having to run around.
You kind of run around on Halloween.
No, well, not really.
Do you wish you were running around on Halloween?
Not really. I'm a very sedentary person. So.
I don't think I am. I think I need to be moving.
No, you're not. You're not at all.
What does that mean?
Well, whenever you come to Chicago, you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Those chickens die soon. That's why they have to run around so much.
Going to a million places. Yeah. And you ask me, do I want to come with? I go, no. I want to sit on my couch.
I do invite you to the open mics and to the other random
stuff. I'm like, no, thanks. I'm good sitting here hanging out.
It's this weird thing where no matter where I'm at, I feel like I have to be moving because I'm not going to be there for very long. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I guess
no, I understand. That's why I'm kind of like, you go ahead. Let's sit here.
Mine. I know exactly why I have the travel wanderlust or whatever that's called. It's because I never did it as a kid, you know? We never really went on vacation or anything. Everything involved a mall, you know?
Yeah, we didn't really travel once I was coherent.
Exactly. What's the deal with taking little kids on trips? I don't understand that.
Because it's easier to take a kid who probably doesn't cost you anything when you're traveling than a grown-ass kid who you have to pay full price everything.
But I'm saying, what about, like, okay, I understand traveling after the age of, like, I don't know, 8? But pre-8 years old, you're barely going to remember anything.
I don't really think they're doing it for you.
Exactly. So why are you doing it at all?
They're just bringing you along because they have to.
No, not if I went to Walt Disney World twice with my mother. It was just her and I. I was 3 years old and I was 6 years old.
Oh, well, that's because 3-year-olds enjoy all that.
But I wouldn't. Because
you're not going to remember it doesn't mean you can't have things that you enjoy right at
but
the moment.
But I enjoyed crawling into a box and drawing all the sports team logos in the box. I remember doing that. I remember building houses and forts out of Rice Krispie boxes. Like, I enjoyed that just as much.
Well, yeah, there's also that parents have to realize kids don't really need that much. They can stimulate themselves on
their own. Exactly. And I remember the only thing I remember during the 6-year-old trip is when she cried because the hotel room wasn't up to snuff. So the only thing I remember about all my trips to Florida is my mother crying. Why are you taking kids? That's why I'm saying 8 years old. I remember things from 8 years old pretty clearly. That's the time to take them because you still get the kids rates. It's not like all of a sudden they're 8. It's too late. Ooh, that's an awful slogan.
Well, it's too late. I went across the country.
Oh, really?
In a van and through Mexico and Guatemala when I was a toddler.
But that seems to be more of a family thing. You have an older brother. He was there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I don't remember anything. What the hell?
That wasn't for you. I think your parents just needed an excuse to get away from work as well.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but I went, like, I have all these, like, they're like, oh, yeah, we went here and here and here. I'm like, I don't remember.
Exactly. And it's nice. I mean, they had the right idea.
Although that's good because I was told that I burnt my hand.
Really?
On
what?
Stove on a hot plate.
In Guatemala or Mexico?
Just on the road. They were doing something where they stopped and my mom told my dad to watch me and he didn't and I just stuck my hand straight up on the hot plate.
But I don't think that's your fault. That's just bad parenting.
No, that's not my fault. It's my dad's fault.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's his fault completely.
Is that the reason you don't want kids? Because their hands will be burnt?
Yeah, they'll just have burnt hands all the time.
In your lineage?
Too much aloe. Aloe's expensive.
That's the one. If aloe stocks go down, I'm going to pop out some kids. But
yeah,
until that day.
I got plenty of aloe now.
So John's either really pro-aloe or anti-aloe. John being your boyfriend. Wouldn't it be great if you were just like a... We casually said John, but you're just a prostitute.
One knows that that's not really that's not a man. It's many men.
You're insane. So I'm doing the open mics in DC now. We host these open mics, and I'm really loathing comics that insult women. Wait, I know it's a very controversial statement. Specifically, prostitutes or sex workers.
They insult them.
The flippant comment where she's a prostitute, or like that's a bad thing. No one chooses to be a prostitute. No one says, you know what's a bad thing? A banker that robs people. That's a bad person. But that was somebody's choice to do. You don't fall into banking. You know what I mean?
What about escorts?
You don't want to be an escort growing up. Tell me one
that
person.
Is true.
Yeah, exactly. These are things you do because everything else has not gone well.
Unless you saw Pretty Woman.
Even then, once again, that's no one. People have said I want to be Julia Roberts,
but I feel like I want to have like, sex. Oh my with god, Richard I totally want to be that, and then like big old fancy house.
Yeah, and then they don't do it one night ever because it's not like that at all.
Well, yeah,
but that's the I don't like these. Why is it? I understand that I'm railing against something I will never win.
Well, you know what's funny is I've never really heard prostitute jokes.
Well, the comedy scene in Chicago is better. That's why. And also,
we
you
just don't
have
that many prostitutes.
You don't go to open mics.
That's true. Is there a lot of prostitute jokes?
Oh yeah, it's an awful hack premise, and it just screams out, "I'm sexist and I'm not getting laid because."
Well, now are they talking about being with prostitutes or just prostitutes in general?
In general.
I wonder. You should yell. Do you even know a prostitute?
Well, I kind of. Do somebody told a story about Mancow, because Mancow is now syndicated, and I referenced Mancow's pretty famous story about him paying this prostitute to get an abortion.
Yeah,
him and Scottie. Here's the story in a nutshell. Him and Scottie Pippen essentially paid the same hooker, prostitute, whatever you want to call her, at and they would have sex with her at Excalibur, the nightclub. I think Dennis.
Wait,
Robin,
at the same time?
Not at the same time.
Okay, I was gonna say, how does he know Scottie Pippen?
Once again, this is via Mancow, via my memory from 15 years ago. So I'm sure there's a lot of incorrect.
And Mancow said that he did.
Yeah, this is like what Mancow said. Why he stopped? Why he cleaned up his act?
Gross.
Because he gave this woman like $5,000 for an abortion for a child that never actually was.
They don't cost that much.
I know, but just wait. That's what somebody. How much do people think classy abortions cost? You're thinking Planned Parenthood emergency abortion. There are classy abortion doctors.
Yeah, but they can't be $5,000.
Yes, they can. They could easily be $5,000. Anyways,
Do you get to stay and hang out in the room? Is it like a birthing suite?
But the opposite.
The abortion suite.
Yeah. It's just a nice hotel.
Yeah.
He pays her $5,000, blah, 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 blah. And I referred to her as a dumpster prostitute because, and I made this perfectly clear, she is a prostitute, and all of these transactions and all of these sexual acts happen next to the dumpster. It's not a judgment on her. There's absolutely nothing wrong with working in alleys. Garbage men are very noble men. They do a job that needs to be done. Why would you possibly make fun of a prostitute? Why would you make fun of a sex worker that happens to work next to a dumpster? Which lost everyone. Because I know it's not funny, but it needs to be said.
You went off on a tangent there, like side note.
Yes, it's a very important part of the story. Why are we ripping on the sex work? It's pointless. Rip on yourself. That's fine. And I know I shouldn't be railing against like new up-and-coming comics and blah, 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 but why not? Let's just say there's nothing wrong with being a sex worker. Let's, I don't know, not treat them like shit because they already have to be treated like shit. It's just common sense. It's like when any guy that you know, Esmeralda, especially being at the Hungry Brain, and they refer to women as whores or sluts or whatever. None of those men are in a healthy relationship. None of them. And that will always be like that. And these are one of the signifiers for if I ever have a daughter or if I ever have a child. If you talk like this, if you actually think this and believe it and not using it in a sarcastic format, making fun of others, you need help. The end. It's gone too far. I've said it now on July 29th, 2011. It's gone
too far. Is there anybody else that you don't like being made fun of?
Oh, yeah, homeless people.
Other than sex workers.
Homeless people.
Now, yeah, people always do homeless people jokes.
Here's the difference. James Fritz does homeless people jokes because he refers to himself as a homeless person.
That's true. He identifies with the homeless.
Exactly. That's funny.
He, I think, sometimes even identifies the fact that they're probably better off.
Exactly. That's fine. That's completely fine. There's absolutely no subject that's off matter, but there are certain things that are always wrong. And making fun of homeless people for being homeless is always wrong, I think.
Although I really honestly don't think I've ever.
Open mics, man. Open mics.
And so what is it? What happens? Do people laugh? Is it just silence?
It's always silence. And they usually it's the comic giggling.
At least that's good, though.
It is good, but it's something where the comic blames the crowd. Like, I watched this. The name of the open mic is Quick and the Damned. So it's 5 minutes max. I wanted to make it four because 5 minutes is still a very long time to see a comic. About 2.5 minutes in, this guy that's new like started just ripping on the lack of crowd paying attention or something to that effect. Well, that's your fault. It's never the crowd's fault. And he was doing the classic, like, he's just freaking out. He started calling the crowd names and just lashing out. And
that happened with
With who?
Oh, what's his name?
Drew?
Yes.
Did it happen with Drew Michael? Drew will do that sometimes, but Drew will also deliver some of the best sets you've ever seen. So yeah.
That was funny because he tried to make fun of the first act.
Yeah.
Or not make fun, but just kind of poke at it and be like, what was that? And
everyone's just an 8x8?
Well, if you were paying attention.
Got it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious, though, because he's kind of, he's like stuck in a corner.
Mm-hmm. All the time. And so this guy, but the difference between that and Drew intentionally went there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Drew can easily get his way out of any crowd situation where these newcomers don't know what the fuck they're doing and they really shouldn't be up there. Then again, the whole point of the open mic is to present a forum where new people or old people can try out new things.
Exactly.
So I understand the conflict, but at the same time, we still need to police this in some way.
Oh, of course.
And it goes for the bar, too.
But I think, though, I mean, if the fact that they're blaming the audience and then they'll probably keep the jokes, I don't think they'll go very far.
You want to believe that, but as you know, it's not necessarily based on merit.
But I mean, if a joke isn't getting laughs, just keep blaming the audience, and every time they go up, no one's laughing. I mean, someone's going to notice, like, maybe we shouldn't book him. He's not funny.
Or they connect with a bunch of other comics that are failing, and they rail against the system, and they form a group, and then they have their own night, and et cetera.
Where no one laughs?
Yeah. That happens all the time. That's most rooms.
Yeah, but if they're terrible.
Yeah, they are terrible, but they're terrible together, so there's this weird community thing.
Do people go there to read? Like, in the audience? Like, it's really quiet in here. I'm going to read a book.
Well, think about it like every band that most of your friends are in when you're, like, 18 or 17. They all are awful, but you're just going because there's nothing else to do, or you feel like you identify with them.
Mm, that's true.
And it's the same with comedy. So
damn.
It's weird.
So there's no way to weed them out.
Not really.
No proper way.
Not really. But that's okay. It's fine. It's making me feel both confident and depressed in the same nights.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Boring. How's the brain going?
It's all right. It's good.
Yeah?
We had Candy Town.
I like that.
Last Monday.
Busy night?
This last Monday. Very busy.
Nice.
It was Candy Town and... The Eye Inside.
Did you like them?
Yeah, they're about the same vein.
Okay.
Of Candy Town. The only difference I would say is the lead singer, he's a bit more theatrical in singing.
Oh, so he's doing more of a Panic at the Disco type thing?
No, well, he does a higher, bigger, boomier songs.
Okay.
Than Candy Town does. But it's the same vein. He has two singers. One of them plays a violin. He kind of has this thing, has this act that he does. So it's kind of the same thing, but okay. It's different.
And how would you describe Candy Town for the listener at home?
Candy Town is like a cabaret act.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I see them is Chicago, not Chicago, Cabaret, the movie Cabaret.
Oh, the movie Cabaret. Okay.
The movie Cabaret. If you've seen it, there's the ringleader guy. He kind of reminds me of that.
Okay.
He does little shtick in between, and then they go into these songs. But the whole thing kind of tells a story, because you're supposed to be in this place called Candy Town.
Okay.
And he's kind of the leader of Candy Town or whatever. And...
Okay.
You get it? No?
I get it completely. So that's a very not normal show, and that's why we like having them there.
No, but it's great.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
And people are happy when
they all wear makeup, and then after everyone's gone, you find just balled up tissues with makeup on them in the garbage.
Oh, Jesus.
But, it's cool. It's very cool.
All right, that's cool.
I'm very glad that that kind of stuff is at the Brain, because I've never seen anything like that anywhere else.
Good. That's the whole point. Let's bring in shit like that. And then on Tuesday night was 8x8.
Yes.
And that is the show that I really, really want to work, but I don't know if it's going to.
In theory, it can work.
In theory,
I think it just has to keep going.
You think that's all it is?
Too long.
It's been monthly since February. And some have been really good. Some of them have been totally dead.
So it's been only 4 times.
Yeah. Is that really it? Jesus. Yeah. No, February, well, yeah. March, April, February. May, June, July. No, 6 times.
All right, 6.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I missed a few months in there.
Yeah, that what happens when you work in a bar. You just miss time.
But, I mean, it's only 6 times.
Yeah, okay, only 6 times.
That's really not a lot of time.
Yeah, I know, but I really want this show to work out because it's like...
Especially if you're saying, like, when's it been on since February?
Yeah.
And it's only been on 6 times.
It's yeah. Not... I don't know. I just want it to work out. But that was the last time Emerson hosted. He's going to be back sooner or later doing something. And Megan Gailey's going to take over in August.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing 2 in August. I'm going to be hosting one the last Tuesday of the month. So it should be fun. Should be very fun. I'm very, very excited for these shows. And Megan was just on a live show. She has now done the live show twice, and she's one of my favorites. That was kind of great because I don't think anyone liked her as much as me.
I thought she was funny.
Yeah, but that crowd did not like her. That hipster crowd did not enjoy the very mainstream stylings of Megan Gailey. I loved it.
See, but then I'm not. I don't think I'm a hipster in any sense, really.
It's all about location. I don't think you're a hipster in Chicago.
What?
I don't think you are there. I think you might be here, maybe, probably not.
Really?
Maybe, but more, no, probably not.
No.
You're more into the nerd culture.
Yeah, sort of.
What do you watch mostly?
Reality shows.
No, that's a lie.
No, I do.
Cartoons. You love cartoons.
Oh, yeah. But what have I been watching? Oh, Celebrity Rehab.
Okay.
With Dr. Drew. Which I have to watch by myself.
Because John won't watch it?
John gets very angry at it because he doesn't understand it. He's too reasonable.
Yeah, that's why I like him.
He has too much reason in his head.
I like John. Big fan of John. What's coming up next week? Oh, you got the Wellstub Film Festival. I'm looking at my wall and Nerves of Steel. That should be fun.
Do you have a wall of posters? Like,
yeah,
the Brain? Is your house, does it look like The Brain?
No, kind of, yeah.
The Brain in your house.
I have all the bookings on little post-it notes, and they're all over my wall. I'm completely serious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do it
Is
for...
That, no, that would be great, though, if you somehow managed to, you know, you have Christmas...
Just recreate.
Year,
oh, Jesus.
And dirty couches.
Oh, no. Our couch is dirty because the cat pissed all over it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I took the cushions to the cleaners, picked them up. They're still stained, still smell bad. I go, these aren't clean. She goes, yeah, they smell bad. They smell like someone peed on them. I'm like, yeah, that's why I brought them to the cleaners. So they're rewashing everything.
Tell them that, though.
Why do you have to tell them that? Why else would they go to the cleaners?
Because they don't know what happened to them.
I said, I don't know what happened to them. I think a cat peed on these.
Oh, okay. What you needed to do is you have to get Nature's Miracle.
Will that work?
It's at the pet store. It's an enzyme.
We got the thing now where it'll
it
get
reacts
through.
with the pee and it neutralizes it.
We bought some spray off of Amazon. I don't know if it's for after, whatever. I mean, we're gonna
because nothing actually, and actually on the bottle it says if you've done something to it, it may not work now because you've set in the stain with whatever
Fuck.
You did.
Whatever, I don't care anymore.
I've had I actually, sadly enough, I've had things peed on. I have to throw it out.
Oh yeah, but like a couch.
No, it was a bed.
We threw out a chair.
A bed,
God damn it, a mattress?
Whatever the fuck that wooden thing is on the bed.
The frame?
Yes.
You couldn't get it out of a frame?
How do you get it out of a frame?
I have no idea.
It gets soaked into the wood.
Paint over it? I don't fucking know.
You can't paint over that shit.
God, this is just depressing. Well, now I'm out of a couch. Yeah. Crap. Fucking
yeah,
cat.
You're gonna have to get a new couch.
God damn it.
Or just new cushions and then cover them.
We already got... Well, it's not... The cushions are fine. We already sprayed the cushions. It's the couch covers.
Oh, well, then just get new couch covers.
I guess. I don't fucking know.
This got really depressing.
It is fucking depressing. Do you know what Atrax is?
No.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. You know what Pandora is, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, Atrax is similar to Pandora, except it's just mixes. 8 tracks or more. So you browse by, like... the artist you want to listen to, or you can go to featured or hot or whatever, and there's themes, and you just listen to the mix, and it's fucking amazing. It's the best way to find out about new music. We, Peter, who was driving us part of the show on Saturday in New York, had it on his phone, and it's the best fucking music source I've ever seen. So I highly recommend that. 8 tracks, everybody. 8, T-R-A-C-K-S, no spaces. Get that shit. Merle, try it out. You'll like it a lot. I think.
I guess.
Why are you so sad? Why? What's wrong? What's wrong, Merle?
I'm just thinking because you're like, new music. I'm like, what?
Or old music you forgot about. No, it's great. I searched Daniel Knox, and there's like 8 different mixes with Daniel Knox music in it.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. That's nice.
It is nice, Merle. Are you going to see Captain America?
John wants to.
And you...
I really don't care.
Yeah, neither do I, but then you think about it.
It doesn't look that exciting.
It's the best villain of all time. It's how do you not hate Hitler? How do you not hate the Nazis? Yeah, it's Red Skull, who's a Nazi.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, let's kill Nazis. It's the one group you can kill without feeling bad.
I'll just watch Glorious Bastards.
Glorious Bastards. That's very good, too. But why? But there's a guy with a red skull, and it gave me nightmares as a child, the late 80s version of that movie.
Oh, see, I never watched any of this stuff.
Well, that's good. You're a healthy woman.
I never watched any. I don't think I did.
And that topic is dead, ladies and gentlemen. So, it takes me about 5 to 10 minutes to set everything up when Merle and I want to record, because I keep all of the recording equipment in a suitcase and my little mini, which is a very awful piece of shit technology thing. And I know I'm complaining about something that costs super cheap, and I apologize, and I should be grateful, and blah, blah, blah. I have to restart it every time we want to record. I don't know why.
Sucks.
It just happens. Merle's had to sit through this multiple times. It's just how it is, so you just deal with it. Anyways, while setting up the thing, I had on a mix from 8 tracks, and I heard Ingrid Michelson's The Chain. And I was almost in tears. It was like this song would be perfect on Grey's Anatomy, and I don't know why. Occasionally, when I'm doing work and I hear a sad woman singing a beautiful song, I am instantly on her side, and I love everything about her. And then
doesn't she got a hit somewhere?
I think this was a hit. Ingrid Michelson.
Her name sounds very familiar. She sounds like she's been in a commercial for, you know.
It's a great song. The Chain, everybody.
iPod or whatever.
Probably. That makes sense. Let's look her up on Wikipedia. That's what I'm doing right now. She's a redhead. She's from New York. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Years active, 2002 to present. I'll ask her to do... Best known for her single The Way I Am, her music has been featured in episodes of several popular television shows, including Scrubs, Bones, Grey's Anatomy, The Big C, and One Tree Hill, as well as Old Navy's Fall 2007, Fair Isle, and Opel Vauxhall's Mariva 2010 advertising campaign.
What?
I don't know. So I'll probably ask her to do the show. Anyways, Kate Nash is another one I'm in love with now. She's a total...
the British chick?
Yes, I'm a big fan all of a sudden.
I like her. I like that song, Foundations.
I listen to Mary Happy. Holy shit, she's young. She's a youngin', born in 87. To me, she's young.
Who, Ingrid Michelson?
Yeah, that song you like was a number 2 hit in the UK in 27.
27. You're 27?
27! I've been watching too much Doctor Who. You big Doctor Who? Do you watch Doctor Who?
I don't watch the new one because I think that guy looks weird.
What about,
to watch the
David
other
Tennant?
One with David Tennant.
That's the one I'm right on. I'm right
I
on.
I like him.
He's a
I don't watch
one.
The first ones because I don't like that guy.
I like that guy. I really
he's got a weird
like that.
Face. Not have been the doctor at all.
That's why I like him.
But David Tennant is the perfect doctor, and I don't know why he left.
I don't think you have a choice.
No, I think he did. He did have a choice of being like, yeah, I'm going to leave.
He was really popular, right? Like, everybody liked him? Okay.
I think he left because he knew. He's like, I got to go out on a high note.
Yeah. What's he up to? Do you have any idea?
He's in the new remake of Fright Night.
Really?
Yeah.
Have
you seen that?
No, I haven't, but I know it's supposed to be funny, and the new one isn't funny.
Oh.
Yeah. He's aged remarkably well, by the way.
Oh, yes, he has.
He's 40.
Oh.
Yeah. He wins.
Speaking of Fright Night, there's in the Hungry Brain, if you ever have a chance to go, which you should, every Monday and Tuesday night.
Okay.
They put these new ads up in the bathrooms that talk to you for Fright Night.
No, that's not cool.
I was actually looking up, I was putting up some posters in the bathroom, and then one of them started talking to me. It freaked me out because I thought someone was in there.
Oh my God. That's got to be the worst when you're closing alone.
Well, it's not like it talks all the time. You have to get in front of it.
What does it say?
The one in the women says, "I know you've been watching me. I've been watching you."
That's great. That's
just
nice.
And it's in the voice of Colin Farrell, because Colin Farrell is the vampire in Fright Night.
Is that good or bad? Do you like Colin Farrell?
I do, but, you know, it's a recording.
Is he doing his American accent or his real voice?
I think it's American.
No.
Yeah, no, you can't believe in an Irish.
Yeah, that's... Listen, there's one type of vampire, and it's Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, or British.
That's the thing. He's an Irish gent.
I think he's Irish, yeah.
Did you see In Bruges?
I did. I liked it.
So fucking good. Jesus Christ. That's the kind of movie that made me want to do the indies. You know, do those films that we did. Stuff like that. Made me happy.
What?
Never mind.
What do you mean?
It was inspiring. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. You don't just call your movies movies?
They're not movies. They're shorts and they're indies. So,
indies?
No.
Oh.
It's not a good term. It's just what it is.
Oh, it sounds like you're being fancy with it.
No, it's the opposite. I'm just
going to call it a short.
Yeah, it's a short, yeah.
Short film.
It is a short.
Yeah, but you call it indies.
Shut up. That's just mean. You're being mean, and I'm being mean in return. This is not going well. Let's close this something. Merle, got any plugs?
No.
Fantastic.
I had to think about it for a second.
I'm doing a weekly column for Brightish Young Things. You can check that out at brightishyoungthings.com or just go to the website. They're all there. The AV Club wrote a very kind piece about You, Me, Them, Everybody this week. Read that. That's on the website, too. I'll be in the Wonderland Ballroom on August 5th for our first show in August. I have Adam Freeland, Meredith Bragg, and who is the first guest? The guy from TBD. He's not on the wall yet. I got to fix that. So that's that. Merle's going to have the Well Slept Film Fest and Nerves of Steel this Monday and Tuesday. So that's stuff to do. Those are three events that everyone should go to. You could easily fly between cities. I do it all the time. It's not that expensive. You should join us. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at The Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.